Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Butterbean.
The Diva Squad. Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy is what it is.
Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo, Miss Mo.
IDGYA, yeah, then the middle line, morning to the EA. All of my exes mad, cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future or the scene. So I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, there's place in the Benz, I'm coming out like.
I'm coming out.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio, Love, Fan, 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 the Diva Squad.
Ladies.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
going on? What's popping?
What's going on, ladies?
I'm still jamming with the music.
Nothing much. I'm excited. You know, because this is Mother's Day weekend. You know us ladies usually celebrate Mother's Day all week. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to all the mothers out there. I know it's a little, I jumped the gun on that a little bit, but it's going
to
start
the
show and it's going to end the show. This is, everybody on this line right now is a mother, so we celebrating that, y'all. So, shout out to all the mothers out there. Before I get started, you know, we like to lay the rules down a little bit. You know, this is an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers. However, sometimes there are younger callers, so we like to keep a civil tongue. We work on opinions over here. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. We're not licensed psychologists, so we're not here to fix anybody. However, we will support you in any way that we can if necessary. So, again, we appreciate you callers and listeners over here at GQ Palace Radio, all our supporters. You know, without y'all, there would be no us. So we appreciate that. I would just like to mention quickly, coming up on May 19th and May 20th is the Michael Isaiah Brown Memorial Scholarship Weekend, which is a Friday and a Saturday. Friday is the fish fry, which is $15 per dinner. On Friday, and that's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on Saturday is the walk run, which is a $15 registration fee. They are accepting all donations, and the number to be reached is 631-268-4582. And that's Miss Valro Swan, or anybody that answers the phone can answer any questions, but that's Ms. Bowerstone, and this is all taking place in Greenport, New York. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but the walk is at Greenport High School. They're having a walk right on the track at the school, and the fish fry is also in Greenport on Kaplan Avenue, 400 Kaplan Avenue. I think the address is 406 Kaplan Avenue. So, again, the number to be reached is 631-268-4582. And if you have any more questions or would like to donate anything as far as the walk and stuff goes, any amount is accepted. You can donate water or anything, you know, your time, any, all of that is appreciated by the Brown family. So, again, we appreciate your support. Do you ladies have any announcements that you'd like to make?
Doing just fine there, Diva.
Okay, all right.
GQ Palace will definitely be giving a donation. Speak to you, you know, link up with you Friday night, you know.
I'm excited. Absolutely. Yes, indeed. GQ Palace will definitely be donating something to the cause. So, again, anybody that's in the area, please come out and support. They've given out 15 scholarships and 2 grants off of the Michael Brown Scholarship Fund, you know, fundraiser. It's awesome because a lot of people, they do come out and support. They buy the dinners. My mom fries the fish and stuff, and she helps cook.
Ooh,
so I know that's some good stuff, you know. And it's good codfish, not tilapia, which is some of the cheapest farm-raised fish you can ever eat. So, you know, you get your money's worth. And it's just it's a good way to fellowship and, you know what I'm saying, talk to different people and meet different people. All people from all over the island and, like, Queens and stuff, they participate in this. So it's a good event.
Just tell them a little bit about the Michael Brown Scholarship Fund. What is it about?
Yes.
Who is Michael Brown?
7 years ago. Okay, 7 years ago, Michael Brown, he was a young man from Greenport, Long Island, who had cerebral palsy. He passed away 7 years in a car accident. He was hit by a bus, the city bus, on his way to college. So after that happened, his mom and his sister Carrie came up with the idea of raising funds, you know, just to commemorate his name and to you know, to so his legacy may live on. So, and ever since then, every year they've been doing this to help students to go to college and all of that stuff, and you know, to let people know that you don't have to give up, because Michael didn't give up no way, shape, form, or fashion. He's had several surgeries on his legs and stuff to help him walk, and he was even driving with cerebral palsy.
Wow.
So, yeah, the adversities did not hold him down. It did not stop him. So he was just a great impact in the community and abroad. You know, a lot of people, he was very well loved. So it's a great cause they have.
Okay.
Shout out to his sister Carrie and his mom Denise.
And then just real quick, a couple of people are asking, do they take like Western Union or MoneyGram?
They can actually call that number, and the number is 631-268-4582, and you can ask them on that number if they accept. And I'm also going to reach out to them too, and I will post it on my Facebook page if they are accepting Western Union and stuff. So once the show is done, I'll get on that to see if they accept those payments.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's a good question, and I will post it. So again,
gotcha.
The number is 631-268-4582. Yes. Okay.
All right. All right.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, but again, we thank you guys for the support. So, how you ladies? Do you ladies have anything planned for Mother's Day weekend?
Yes.
Well, I do. Rachel, you go
that
first.
Sounded
yeah,
exciting. I'm excited to hear what it is.
Listen, I wanted it to sound exciting, but I'm just going to work.
That's the norm. That's the norm.
But listen, I'm going to pick my son up. He's done with this year of college in Buffalo State. So I'm going to pick him up tomorrow.
Yes.
And
we're
so excited to have him home with us this weekend. So
yes,
definitely.
Max will be
definitely
happy.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. Shout out.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So me, I have on Saturday is Unity Baptist Church Mother and Daughter Breakfast / Chinese Auction at the Polish Town Hall in Riverhead. So we will definitely be in there. That's been a family tradition of ours to get together the multiple generations, my sister and, you know, and her kids and me and my kids and my brother's girlfriend and, you know, and the kids. You know, it's been something big, aunts, you know, and their kids. It's generations and generations that usually do it. And I'm excited because our last, I want to say, 3 years, we haven't been able to attend because, you know, Destiny Cheers. We do traveling cheer. And usually this weekend we will be packing. We would have been packing up to go to Virginia this weekend.
Okay.
So we don't go to Virginia anymore. So we will be able to go to the mother-daughter breakfast this year.
Awesome.
It's been 3 years.
Good.
Since
awesome.
We, yeah.
My,
it's been
my
3 years.
My
sister-in-law
and her mom attend that.
Who's your sister-in-law?
Her name is Keisha Terry.
Oh, I'm not.
And her mom Sharon.
We be in the building. And it's definitely, it's when I tell you, it's really nice. Like for us, we used to do it every single year, and then up until 3 years ago, me and Destiny haven't been able to go. But like my oldest and my sister and my aunts, they all still go. So this year we will definitely be able to go. So I'm excited with that, and I can't wait. I cannot wait to be around them.
Oh man, we have
you.
A basketball
I'm
tournament
so
this weekend too, and I wanted to go to that mother daughter breakfast. But we have a basketball tournament in Jersey. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, safe travels to you. And then, of course, on Mother's Day, we'll be at church.
Yes.
Mother's Day. We're going to
start
off.
I might have to take.
We're going to start off with Saturday. Yeah, we're going to start off Saturday with the Chinese auction. You know, anybody's more than welcome to attend the mother-daughter breakfast. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. You get to have breakfast, and then you get to go around for the Chinese auction. It's going to be a lot of nice gifts there. You know,
yeah, they have a lot of
nice stuff. We enjoy ourselves every single year, and I'm really excited just to be able to be around them. Like, I used to look forward to doing it, even though we have to drive out to Riverhead and be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. But I'm excited, and I can't wait. And then
like
on Sunday to be able to be with my mom and them for churches.
That,
it means a lot to me, and I'm excited.
That is dope, though. That's awesome.
You know, you're so used to traveling. You like it now.
I know, right? I'm looking forward to it, and you know, and I definitely want to say, you know, Happy Mother's Day to you guys. You know, love you, Divas.
Definitely.
And you know, we've all been through something, and I'm just happy to still, you know, be able to be here with you guys. And,
amen.
One day family.
God knows.
I'm happy.
Yes,
but
God knows.
I know,
I'm
right?
happy to
all
be
that,
here.
I know all that mushy stuff, right? I know all that mushy stuff.
And again, big shout out to Rhynice, Angie's Miss Mo Better's daughter for her graduating college.
Congratulations.
Yes,
girl, I've been crying. I am excited, and I hope I see my Divas in the building. I am super duper excited, and so is she, because we are turning up that entire weekend.
We are celebrating that entire weekend.
She's graduating with her bachelor's degree in sociology.
And that's next week, right? The party's next week or something?
Yes,
right?
Next Sunday is the party from the 21st at 3 o'clock.
Next Sunday, 21st, we will be in the building. I know I will.
All right now. But that's just major. Shout out to everybody that's actually graduating from high school, college, or whatever. Mainly college. This is college season right now. So, you know, shout out to whoever's graduating. That's a major step. And, you know, just strive for greatness. Strive for greatness.
Amen.
And, you know, the possibilities are endless now, you know. Mm-hmm. Where one door closes, another one opens. So, put yourself out there. Spread them wings. So, but I am super-duper proud. I am.
And we are proud of you, Diva.
Congratulations. Great job.
Thank you. Well done.
Woo,
woo. I'm going to sip my fella on that note. Yeah. Yes, but, again, I appreciate that, and I'm excited. I can't wait to see. Well, I'm going to see you ladies Friday, so anyway, tonight's show, we're going to start off with how do you deal with a relationship where your spouse travels? You know, you have people that are truck drivers, you have people that have to travel in and out of the country for their companies and stuff like that. How do you deal with a relationship where your spouse is out of the house most of the time?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I would deal with it fine, right? Because that's good money right there. So I would be totally fine with that.
Yes, as long as them bills get paid, right, Nate?
Divas, we do have our first caller. I don't really want to keep the caller holding. Let's go to our first caller. Coley, there.
Yeah, how you doing? Happy Mother's Day, Rachel.
Thank you. We appreciate that so much.
Thank you.
Y'all good.
Yes,
y'all weekend. So what y'all gonna do? What's good? Y'all weekend. What y'all got planned? Y'all got some good plans?
Well, we gonna make something happen. You know, women celebrate stuff, you know, week long.
Y'all don't need a holiday. No. Y'all celebrate. Y'all know how to celebrate. Every day.
Of course we are. Of course we are. We're going to make something happen, even if it's in the living room with our shoes off.
Yes.
Yep.
Hey, look, what y'all talking about tonight?
Well, tonight we are speaking about how do you handle a relationship where your spouse is works out of the house most of the time, that's on travel or that's like driving trucks or something like that. How do you handle a relationship like that? Excuse me.
Got quiet.
Oh, well, we were chopping it up a little bit. We're asking you now.
Oh, I don't know.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
All right, now.
There's no difference in your spouse, significant other, working overnight shifts and traveling the world or whatever the case may be. You need to be secure with your own relationship. You know, because at the end of the day, they bring the money in. You feel no certain type of way. All that. In a relationship,
right.
I think you would know if they was off doing something else. And if you didn't, then you'd be a fool. Let's keep it real. But if you love a person, I don't think that travel or that I just don't know. Me personally, I think it's more of a jealous thing. It's not, you know, you gotta be secure in your relationship in my life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my wife works overnight every night. You know what I'm saying? I might see her at the course of a week, maybe a good 10 hours if I'm lucky. You know what I'm saying? But I don't need. She's bringing into the family. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be balanced in your life and build with your relationship, I guess, to deal with stuff like that. Because I'm sure a lot of dudes would be thinking a lot of things like, oh, my wife ain't home. I can go out and do this and that. But let me tell you something. It ain't all about that. You know what I'm saying? It's, you gotta be secure with your relationship in my life.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Your trust level has to be on high. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you said, you have people that'll look at it like as an opportunity to like, all right, well, she ain't home or he ain't home. Oh, this is my time to do me. You understand what I'm saying? Like, no, like I'm sitting here counting down the days till I see my baby again. You know what I mean? So it's I don't know. They say absence make the heart grow fonder, you know, but you have to be very mature about that.
Excuse me, I wouldn't mind. I mean, to me, I wouldn't mind. It wouldn't really be an issue. You know, of course I would miss them, you know, but I think that's all part of, like, your relationship. Maybe it'll make it be stronger. You know, you have to definitely have that, you know, you have to have that trust, though, because if you don't have trust, it's just not going to work. You know, but to me, I personally, it would be okay, you know, with me. I'd be definitely okay with him, you know, traveling and working and, you know, pursuing whatever, you know, he might be trying to do. So, me, I'm fine with it.
I know that's right. Coming home with them numbers, listen.
Yeah,
even though
that's what I'm
it's not
about.
All about the money all the time, you know what I mean? You know, you just got to try to, you know, find something positive, something, you know, a hobby or something to keep yourself busy until they return home. That's all, you know. Not, you know.
But you can work on yourself. You can work on yourself at the same time.
Yep.
You know.
True. Yep.
You know, you can use
too.
That time that you're missing. You know, that you're missing him or trying to, you know, spend time with him, and you could use that time to work on yourself. Maybe it could be something, you know, with school or something with a job, or maybe it's just
really
just working on the inner you. You know.
Right.
For
me,
I think there's, you know, it's no time wasted. You know, it's definitely, you know, you're able to, you know, do what you got to do.
Right. And it'd be like you could catch up with girl time and you know, reading books or doing whatever to you know. But, again, you have to be very mature to endure something like that, you know.
Definitely.
You have a lot of people that are immature and insecure and oh, I know he out there cheating. And don't let him or her not answer the phone when they call.
Ooh, right.
It's World War III out this piece. It's World War III out this piece.
Now, Rodney, while we still have you on the phone, Ray Queen, you have Diva Mail, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
So maybe we can give him the diva mail.
Okay. Now the
I'm excited.
I know. Sorry. Yes. Yes. I have not done this in a while, so I'm super excited myself. I have them lined up. I have a young girl. It's a female. She is approximately in her mid to late 20s. And we spoke about the domestic violence recently, and she wanted to get this question out there. She says, "Dear Divas, I have a major attitude at times. I've had it all my life. I've been with my baby's father for 5 years. And every time for the past year, when I have a major attitude moment, he becomes physical. He hits me or he verbally abuses me. And then he apologizes. But it seems that it's gotten a bit worse. Is it me, or do you divas think that he has the problem? Now, also," she says, "at times he threatens to make my life a living hell if I leave him. He's a great father, though. What advice can you divas and dons give to help? It depresses me."
Well, that's major. Storm, you can have it.
Miss Rodney,
yeah, listen, that was my bad wife call. You know, that's like queen of the castle. So, you know, I had to jump over really quick. But.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Keep it real with you. That's all. What's going on over there? It's good.
All right. So I'll answer real fast. I guess my feedback would probably just be, it's definitely not her, you know, because she's saying that she, you know, she has a little temper and sometimes she gets a little upset and sometimes mm-hmm. she's a little mouthy, and he puts his hands on her because she's mouthy. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right, so he puts his hands on her because she's mouthy, and she wants to know, is it her or...
She wants to know if it's her. Does he have a problem or is it her?
Oh, it's definitely him. It's definitely him.
He's putting his hands on his lady?
Yes.
Yes.
He said because she's mouthy.
Well, it doesn't matter about the mouthy because we're mouthy too, but people knew that abuse coming a lot. If he's already putting his hands on you, what's next? If he doesn't push you and you fall and bang your head or something and stab yourself or whatever the case may be, he really does that? No. I don't care how mouthy you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can't deal with your mouth, he ends up never being able to deal with your mouth. So do you feel you deserve it? The question is, keep it real with yourself. Do you deserve that? Don't you deserve to be treated like a rat? To be treated, regardless of how pissed off either one of us may get. It's not right for one of us to hit.
Right.
But if you ain't putting your hands on him, there's no reason for him to be putting his hands on you. You know, the stones may break the bones, but the names will come harm you. At the end of the day,
exactly.
So I don't feel like you deserve it. My opinion, though. You know, I'm entitled to it, but not to hurt nobody's feelings. That's life, you know. You got to take it to work. You don't deserve that.
Mm-mm. That's right.
Exactly.
So can I ask y'all a question real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Is it justified if a woman is hitting a man and he hits her back, is that justified?
Y'all all know how strong a man can be to a woman. I don't care how tough people
are.
Any man that can hit a woman, you can contain a woman from hitting you. She can knock you out. There's plenty of ways to tie her up other than beating her. I'm sorry, you know, I'm not on top of that one. I'm a man, so at the end of the day, no, I don't think it's better. No, I don't.
Okay.
You can control a woman to beat her. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's the best way for you. When the cops come, you go to jail.
That's true. That's right.
But I mean, if you stopping her from hitting you, no, you got every right to stop her, but you don't got to beat her to stop her.
Right. You can do it. You can wrap her up. Put her in a skip hole.
But you know what though? But you know, all honesty too, it's like when to me, I think of hearing this, you know, hearing the diva male. You know, to me, it just takes me to that point of it shouldn't make a difference. You know, like in her situation, mouthy or not, she's always had the mouth. That doesn't give you the right to put hands on her. You know,
yeah.
She didn't just grow this mouth overnight. This is something that she's already, you know, she's already had. You know, maybe you thought that you could change it.
She got a curve in too, though. If she really loves this dude and she knows that's what drives him to hit her, I don't know if he hits her other than just her mouth. You understand what I'm saying? Because I think if he hitting her because she's mouthy, he's hitting her, period. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the mouth got really nothing to do with it. But if she loved this dude, maybe she should try to curve her mouth a little bit too. You know what I mean? Try to help the situation. If you really love this dude and you think he's worth the fight, I mean, you got to put in some effort too. You can't always just mouth off when you know this is what triggers him.
I'll be honest with you. I got a smart mouth. And sometimes I check myself too. But sometimes, like, I just feel like I am who I am. My mouth is what it is. I try to work on it. I pray about it. God's working on me with it. But whoever I'm with, I shouldn't have to watch my mouth being with you because you know exactly how I am.
You came into this relationship like that.
Right. Like, I shouldn't have to check my mouth because you feel some kind of way. Then you need to go be with someone that's submissive that's just going to go along with it. Because me personally, I got a mouth, but I don't want
to use it. You just answered the question, though. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you said go find somebody else.
Exactly.
That's what you need to do. Because at the end of the day, if he put his hands on you, you might as well find somebody. You might as well leave. Don't tell him.
Yeah, we're not getting into these physical altercations. It's not happening.
Word.
It becomes toxic. It becomes toxic when you both fight each other.
What happens if there's kids involved? What happens? Oh, kid gets to come up and think that that's okay for you to be treated that way?
Whether
you got a son or a daughter.
She says we have a child together. They have a child together. They've been together for 5 years. She's always had this attitude, but she says for the past year, when she's had a little, you know, a little outburst with her attitude, he hits her and then apologizes only over the course of the past year. She says, but it seems to be getting worse. And she says, he threatens to make my life hell if I leave him. He's a great father, though. What advice can you give? Please help. It depresses me. So they do have a child together.
That's crazy, because now he's really trying to intimidate her, and you know,
it's just my line going fast. We have another caller.
Hold on, Rod. Hold on a second.
I'm gonna bring the other caller on too. Okay.
Okay.
And he's calling early tonight.
All right, Dave.
Listen,
Cole, are you there?
You better watch your mouth. You hear?
Hey.
It's not 10 to 9.
What's going on here, Rich? You're going to have to deal with this issue. What's going on there, brother? Listen, I got a question, man. Before I even get into it, does anyone have any young male and female children?
Yes,
I do.
Young male. Yeah, we all do.
We all do, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when a child gets out of hand and you discipline your child, does it include timeout or spanking or what? Well, how do you discipline your
child? Timeout.
I never knew what timeout was until I just never knew what that was.
Okay, so you spank them. You pretty much spank them to discipline them, right?
If necessary, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if necessary, right? Now, here's the thing. If you have both male and female children, and you discipline them and whatever, spanking on the butt, whatever, you know, not excessive, but you spank.
What?
Go ahead. What? and you spank them in the form of correction.
Mm-hmm.
And those children now become teens and adults.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Same female child that was spanked is now an adult.
Okay.
She now, in return, decides to hit her husband or fiance or boyfriend because of what she was taught or what was shown
to
her.
Not in all instances. I'm not. You can't make that a general statement because I was spanked and I don't feel the need that I have to beat my spouse.
Well, not everyone. You see,
same here.
Everyone.
I was spanked too with the extension cord and shoes, but I'm just saying.
Yes.
They used to tear me up because I was terrible. They used to tear me up.
Wider,
the extension cord, the shoes. Yes. Go pick your own switch outside.
Yes.
I had it
bad.
Yes. I'm just saying.
You know,
I think a lot of it. It ain't the fact that she was actually spanked. Or even him. I think a lot of it's just out of frustration. It's their relationship is in turmoil. They have a lot of issues going on that they need to resolve, and they're not doing it the proper way. They think physically this is going to take care of the problem. All it's doing is making it worse. They need, what's her name? Ayanla, fix my life.
Ayanla.
However you say her name, Llama, whatever. They need some type of intervention or separation because it's something deeper going on in their relationship to where they feel they have or to physically lash out, like,
all right,
you know.
So look, let's switch it back to Dave. So Dave, just so the callers are understanding, the point that you're making was what?
You're speaking to me now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dave. The point, because when you came in, you asked about, you know, having the children, and then you were trying to make a point. So I just don't want the callers to get confused with the point that you were making. So what was the point that you were making?
The point is that there are deeper issues when it comes to people being adults because of things that happen early on in their life. So when you see a child that hits another child, it's because that child was in turn hit as well, and that child hits another child. Usually, a child that's beaten or hit or whatever the case is, that child would in turn do the same thing. A child that's raised hit and basically work the situation out. That's how that child is going to be raised the situation out. Everybody's different. Everybody's not going to respond the same.
Right.
And everybody's not going to respond the same. The same form of punishment. However, you have those that are excessive, and they take what happens beyond this where the normal person would stop. This hence where you have people doing suicide and everything else because everybody's different. Now, my perspective, I may not agree with everybody else, I'm not going to allow male or female to hit me, and I'll tell you why. Because if you stay in a relationship and this female hits you, she's going to feel that it's okay to hit you all the time, and that's not going to work. You see what I'm saying? So the thing is, if she is going to hit you, she's going to have to suffer the consequences and repercussions because that's not how mama raised this boy is. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole different breed. Not everybody's going to agree, but I don't want everybody to agree. I'm just telling you the way it is, you know?
Okay.
And if you're in a situation where your female or your male counterpart is mouthy, I heard it earlier, and you cannot tolerate it, then you need to just separate and move on because that's not for you. See what I'm saying? That's not for you. And it's not going to work because it's going to happen. She's going to be running off at the mouth. You're going to be pissed off and heated. Things are going to get out of control. Next thing you know, the beast is going to be involved. Somebody's going to go down. And then nobody's going to file charges. Then the same thing is going to repeat itself. So at the end of the day, that relationship I heard it before was toxic, and it needs to stop because it's not going to work.
Yeah,
right.
But letting people put their hands
on
you, it's not going to work.
Mhm. All right. Well, you know what? I kind of agree with you. Agree and disagree. I agree because I believe that sometimes the young children don't really understand the concept of the spank, you know.
Right.
Because I know when I was spanked, I knew that I had did something wrong. And that's why I got the spanking. Did I deserve it? I'm sure I did because I was terrible. Rachel, you know, I was terrible.
Yes,
so I'm sure
it
was well-deserved what I got and when I got it. I can't complain. But I know my oldest daughter, I only had to spank her. I want to say I smacked her one time and I spanked her one time. And I haven't had to do it since she's 24. Now, my youngest, I can look at her a certain way and she know I'm not playing. Or I can raise my voice and she know I'm not playing. And I think a part of me feels like I did the right thing. You know, I feel like I raised, you know, some good kids and, you know, society didn't take my kids. You know, I'm able to still say, you know what, hey, you know, 24, no kids, doing a great job, you know, good job,
right.
Go to school,
right.
You know. And, you know, my 13-year-old, I mean, she's 13, you know, she's still a work in progress. But, you know, I believe that she's on the right path because she has the right guidance and the right support system, you know. But when you speak to some other people, you know, out there, maybe it's not the same thing. You know, maybe they did spank their kid and their kid is now spanking somebody else. That's a possibility, but I always thought that when you spank somebody, you're going to let them know why you're spanking them. Because I know my mom always used to say, you know, I'm spanking
sentence.
You because I love
what?
You. You know,
every strike had a word.
It hurts you. You know, like, I don't know if you guys ever heard that. Oh, this hurts me more than it hurts you. Well,
of
damn,
course
that, that well bomb I have in the morning, that hurt me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So me personally,
right.
I don't know. I just feel like, as parents, you know, even if that is the case, Dave, that we have to make sure that you do educate your kids to let them know exactly why you're doing what you're doing. This
and you know what?
Because there's a difference between hitting a child and spanking a mate or a spouse or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. There's
a
big difference to me because
different caliber.
Adult to adult. That's not adult to child. You know,
right.
Maybe the person is treating the person like a child. But last time I checked, you're not supposed to beat no grown woman or no grown man.
Yeah, putting your hands on them like I'm not your child. And, you know, and also even when it comes to disciplining kids now and stuff, you have, you know, they created jobs like CPS and different things like that. And it's just we're dealing with a whole different sector of people, even children, you know. A lot of times, Davis, like you said, he is correct. A lot of people have been abused. Hurt people. You know what I mean? But like Storm said, you have to be educated. You can't just, you know, I'm going to beat you just because I'm your parent type thing. You can't do that. That's not how you discipline a child. You know, you do stuff when necessary, not because you want to beat a kid because you're sleepy and they woke you up out your sleep type thing. You don't do that. That's wrong.
And unfortunately, too much of that does go on.
A lot.
You know?
It's happening.
But then, you know what? They come to places like where I am now. They come there, and these people don't mind calling CPS, ACS on them. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
You spank your kid if you want to nowadays, and they sure going to call them as soon as they get there. And your kid make that allegation. They're not calling you first. They calling ACS or CPS first, and they gonna call them first, and then they gonna come to your house and investigate. And they gonna, you know, and to me, it's sad because you put something like that in their life where it's hard for you to discipline your children without having someone tell you that, oh, you know what? Well, no, you can't spank them, or even you punishing them. And if your kid lies about it, guess what? Now.
Right.
They got some people have to come into your house and try to investigate you and stuff like that. I just think that nowadays it's a lot harder than it was back in the day. Because back in the day, your neighbor's kid, guess what? You can discipline them. Nowadays, your neighbor's kid, who's that? They probably don't even know who the neighbor is. They're not taking no time. They don't care. They barely speak to say hello. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like your kid is your kid. It's your responsibility only. Back in the day, your kid was everybody's responsibility.
It was the whole damn community. You better know.
Everybody knew what was going on back then.
The difference is, though, I've seen the cherry tree switches and the belt buckles and things like that. But back then, it was different. Now, people don't realize it. These kids is influenced by a lot of different stuff anymore. Beating your kid is on you, but to me, I got daughters, man. You know what, keep it 100 with you. I've never put my hands on anybody. They are my pride and joy. No matter how I'm pissed off I might get at them, I would never put my hands on them. I would always sit them down and try to talk to them and say, hey, see my point of view because I'm trying to see yours. You know what I'm saying? But we know you're making the wrong decision. I don't want to have to yell at you. Yeah, I've raised my voice to you, but I've never put my hands on my kids. You know what I'm saying? Or my wife. I don't play that. You know what I'm saying? There's a way through everything. It's just whether or not you want to take the time to see the way. Don't be blinded by the moment. You feel me?
Because you raised them right. You thought of them younger, and you raised them right. If you didn't raise them right, and you wasn't in their life, you know.
It don't take a stick, though. You understand? Just take you to talk to your kids and let them know that you are their safe haven. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that your kids shouldn't be able to come and talk to you about that you wouldn't believe them.
Right, exactly.
These kids wonder why all these people stay in the closet for so long because they're so afraid. Society is bugged out. Your family is bugged out.
Cool.
You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you got to keep yourself worth. I don't care, male or female. Know what you're worth. Mm-hmm. You can sit there all day long and people can talk about this till we blew the face. It's about you wanting something better for yourself, male or female. You know what I'm saying? If you took the time to make these things, you got to spend some time with them. It's not about the little video games. You know? It's going to be there. But at the end of the day, you can give them all of that. They can have all that. But explain to them why they have it. Don't give it to them just because you want to be done so they occupy and you can do what you do. Explain to them why you gave it to them.
Listen, and it's funny that you raised that point right now because I was having a discussion at work about the technology raising people's kids nowadays. Just so the parents, a lot of parents are not, this is how they are missing, you know, kids being suicidal and different things like that because technology is raising their children. They be on a game for 5 and 6 and 7 hours at a time. That's not sane, in my opinion. you know. That's not sane.
Listen, if you're on that game for that long, you got too much time on your hands.
That's you. You're not growing. You ain't even growing. Like, you know, you have kids that'll black out because they don't have a game. Or I can't go to the GameStop or wherever to get me a game. They start blacking out. And I think it's sad. Because what are you communicating with your child? You know, what are you speaking to them about if they're on a game that long? Absolutely nothing.
Well, see, that's why you got to take that time. You know, I agree with Rodney. You got to take your time, you know, with your kids. And it's all about how you bring them up, how you raise your kids, what goals you have for yourself, what goals, you know, are you helping your kids set? You know, are you teaching them the right way or are you letting society teach your kids? It's two different ways. It's only two ways.
Yeah.
It's you, society. And if you're not doing it right, guess what? Society don't have a problem raising your kids for
you.
That's
right. Listen, the system needs they need a job. You know what I'm saying? That's what keeps their jobs going. When we're not doing ours, you know, they created that, so they need some type of clients. So now it's up to you, up to the parent. You know, like I said, you have to explain to the kids. You can't just say because I'm the parent. No, there's reasons behind things. And like I was telling my son, rules are meant to save your life. It's not to punish you. They're meant to save your life.
Right, but you know what too? But no matter where you go, what state, what country, what town, there's gonna be rules everywhere you go. And if you can't obey by my rules, then I know you're not gonna be able to, go along with anybody else's rules because these are my rules that I have here. There's reasons for my rules, and I don't have a problem with explaining them to you. But if you can't deal with a little bit of rules I got, okay, how are you going to deal with society's rules? Because there's a whole bunch of them.
That's right. Everywhere you go.
You know, I feel like
even people that are bosses of their own companies and stuff still have to follow rules. You understand? If you don't follow the rules – of the engagement, your business is going to go under. And people, they miss that point, you know. And it's not to have control. It's just to have order. And there's a difference.
Oh, definitely. What were you going to say, Rodney?
You know, I feel y'all on speaking soon, but, you know, we still, as parents and as society, cast these judgments. But I grew up, my mother just taught me that, like, respect was everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see an older person, I don't care who it is, you see somebody walking through a door, you hold the door for them type thing. That's the way my mother raised me. I don't know. You know, I was raised in a funny community, and I didn't really see all that racism that everybody talked about when I was in school type thing. But I thank my mother, even though she's not with me right now. The way I came up, I wish our young brothers and sisters could be brought up that way, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's about loving yourself. You know what I'm saying? And respecting
mm-hmm.
others. And if you can't do that, I mean, like, why are you going to bring that misery to somebody else? Be gone. You know what I'm saying? You don't deserve that. You deserve what you put into the relationship. You should be able to get back and be happy getting it back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
Don't take abuse. Just don't take abuse. You know, I just feel like anybody that feels like they're female, it's not right.
And if you're in a relationship and you see that you're not getting what the same thing that you're putting in, then it's time for you to make the exit. It's time for you to make the exit and work on yourself, and then be with someone that's going to equally treat you the right way.
Right. Right.
There's nothing wrong with it. You know, to me, it's you have to decide what your happiness is, what your worth is, and then you'll know what you expect from somebody else.
Right.
Once mm-hmm. you know that, then you know exactly what you want dealing with
right.
somebody. Well, you know what? I want a gentleman that opens the door for me, you know, that
right.
you know, treats me good, treats me the way my dad. I want somebody like that.
The
you
chivalry,
know, I want
yes, right.
Right. I want that. So therefore, if you want that, then you know that if you meet somebody and they do you like they did in a movie, open your own door. You know what? We're going to have to talk about this. Because I want the door open, you know. I want the things just because. I want the same thing I do for you, I want you to do for me. I want you to treat me like I'm the queen that I am. And I'm going to treat
right.
you
Amen.
Like the king that you are. And if
That's
we
right.
see that we're not able to do that for each other, then those are those red flags that you want to pay attention to.
Yep, that's right.
You know, I say it again, you know, and my hubby will tell you, I got a mouth. I do. My mother warned him about this mouth when we first started dating.
Okay.
He loved you, though, but he loved
she,
you,
she
though.
She did.
That's why he
do. He loved me. He loved
he
my, you know, my mouth.
You
so. He accepts me, flaws and all, and I appreciate it. You know, I do, and I accept him, flaws and all. You know, that's why I say, you know what, then the diva male, she's going to have to decide what she's going to do. But the best thing for her to do is not to sit and be a human punching bag. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Don't sit for that. You can walk. It's okay. You can make that exit quickly. But while you're making that exit, my opinion is work on yourself while you're making that exit. So, therefore, if that situation comes up again, you know you don't have to send a diva mail in to say, wow, what should I do? Your first instinct will be, exit, I'm out.
And not only that,
that was my
red
flag,
right,
I'm out.
You're still right with that. And like you said, she needs to work on herself. She knows
right.
what her trigger points are. So maybe if you want to get a good man and keep a good man, maybe sometimes you do have to curve the way you talk to people because the delivery is everything. Work on your delivery. Everything ain't got to be slick now. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and
right.
True.
If you really love him and y'all think you're going to stay together, I'm not saying leave the brother. He need help and you need help. So at the end of the day, maybe if you know what the problem is, try to tone it down a notch. You go sit down and talk to him before you start that, you know.
Right.
You know, for the best. So.
And see, you know what? And... Storm, you brought up a good point, because how many people actually sit down and ask themselves, what makes me happy? You know what I mean? A lot of people
right.
go into things blinded, not knowing what you want. So you're like, all right, I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off. Let me see what happens as we go along the way. without some kind of standard in yourself. You know what I mean? Like, what really makes me happy? Like you said, I appreciate time. Money and all of that stuff comes and go. I appreciate time. Although it's endless, it's not replaceable. So that's what makes me happy, you know? So a lot of people don't really ask themselves the question. And you can't check somebody else anyway. You can't control what anybody else does. You can only control you. So what you need to do sometimes you have to remove yourself from certain situations. Because you see it's making you unhappy, and if you're not happy, you can't be no good to anybody else. So, start asking yourself these questions. What makes you happy? What is it that you really, really, what you're longing for or looking for?
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are listening about the Michael Brown Memorial Scholarship Fund, I posted on my Facebook page where you can send a donation to. It's on my Facebook page. So you can mail a money order to 1145 Middle Road, Riverhead, New York, 11901, apartment 5F. You can mail a money order to that address. So it is posted on my Facebook page, Miss Mobetta, for those who were inquiring about if they accept MoneyGram or something. But they don't do MoneyGram, but you can mail a money order. It's on my Facebook page. Thanks in advance. So, but again, people, start asking yourself the question, what makes me happy? You know, what am I looking for in a mate? You know,
and myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that first question should be what do I want for myself? Because you know, you can find a mate anywhere. There's a million and one guys out there. But if you don't, if you haven't figured out yourself and you don't know how to love yourself, then guess what? Or you don't know how you should be treated, then you being with someone isn't going to help you, because you still got to find yourself first. You know, I would say you got to look from within. You got to look from within. And for us parents, you know, who are raising, you know, young women, you know, we got to make sure that we explain it to our girls, that we explain it to our boys. This is how a woman should be treated. This is what a woman, you know, this is what you should want for yourself. And this is how your dad or your mom is treating you, that you should be raised this way and you should expect this.
Right.
It starts at home for me.
Right. Well, you know what? Everybody wants to. I'm pretty sure that everybody wants to be respected in some type of way. You understand what I'm saying? But how are you setting yourself up to be respected? You have a lot of people that they want to be treated like kings and queens, but acting like straight up rats and roaches. You know, let's call a spade a spade. You out here acting like a hooker, you know, hanging out in the street all the time and everything, but you want your man to treat you like a queen. No, you got to act like a queen. You have to act like a queen to be treated like such.
That means you can't be treated like a queen if you're out in the club acting like a rat and a hooker, a rat and a roach.
A hood hooker, no.
I'm just saying.
You're going to get that attention that you crave, honey. Believe that.
Okay, all right. I just want to ask that question.
No,
you know,
you're
going to
get
advocate,
that attention
you know?
That you crave. If you acting like a booger, you're going to be treated like one. I'm sorry.
just want to ask that question, you know. Or boogers can't get love, you know. Like, I don't know any, but I'm just saying.
No, listen. I mean, there is some type of love out there for those type of people, but that's the type of love you're going to receive.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you have
everybody.
To be careful of the attention that you crave.
Uh-huh.
You know, that comes full circle.
They say there's a mate for everybody, right?
It is. There's somebody out there for everybody. You know? So, what, Ron?
Her boogers can't get love.
Like that said.
No, they can get love, but they're going to get the type of love that they're attracting. You know, you want to be out there, you know, shaking your ass and all of that stuff, and you're going to get that. You're going to get the man that's going to slap that ass. Believe me.
There we go. All right.
Jesus, help us, please. Well, listen, Don's and Divas, we have... time is definitely of the essence, and we've come to time
in our show where, unfortunately, we're going to go around the table and give our final thoughts on tonight's show so that we can end. And who came on first? Rod. Rod, do you have final thoughts on tonight's show?
All
I just want to say Happy Mother's Day to all you. Happy Mother's Day anyway. I mean, like, for real, though. Oh, girl, you're a mother. It's Mother's Day weekend. Make the right decision, baby. Can't nobody take it.
All right, now.
And girl,
we appreciate you, Rod.
Angie, I love you.
I will.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Tell Toya a Happy Mother's Day if I don't see her.
Yeah.
All right. Dave, are you still there, Dave?
Yes, I'm here in the cut just listening to the conversation. At the end of the day, here's the thing. Parents lost their rights a long time ago. From the time they received that birth certificate, they lost their rights to be parents to their children. The state is now the parent to your child. And if you think I'm lying, check it out. They can come into your house, they can go to your school, they can go anywhere they wish and pick your child up and take them and put them in a foster home at will just because someone made a call or an accusation. So as far as being parents, you know, rights a long time ago. Now, the only thing that you can do as a maternal parent of a child is to teach the child in the way he's supposed to go so that when he gets old, he shall not depart. And even if he detours, he or she will return. The scripture says, spare the rod and spoil the child. If you follow the scripture and you're a biblical follower, then that is part of the scripture, where you spare the rod and you will spoil the child. This is what's happened in this society. The rod was spared and the children are now spoiled. We see it all the time. If you don't correct your child at home, the law enforcement will correct it on every YouTube video that you see.
Ain't that the
they're
truth?
They're going to be pounding them. They're going to be kicking them. They're going to be shooting them. And they're going to be doing worse than you can ever imagine doing as a parent. So that's one thing you have to consider when it comes to raising your children, because you rather not have to have them endure that kind of situation on the outside. This way you take care of it on the inside. I have eight of my own, and they love me. They constantly in contact with me, and they tell me all the time, Daddy, you love me.
Eight.
There's a reason. Eight. Eight. Right?
Eight. Wow. Bless your heart.
All right.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Bless your heart. You got eight. Lord.
So, long time ago, I said, I am your friend. I'm not your friend.
That's right.
That's the premise for me being here. You can have as much friends as you want outside, but when it comes to here, I'm your parent first and foremost, and there's a shared respect when it comes to that duty. You respect me as a parent, I respect you as a child and a human being, and from we understand those, as we heard earlier, those rules and those concepts, those become precepts, and then those are followed and adhered to, and it becomes part of your DNA. So rather than having to spank or discipline, you can just have a look on your face that allows them to know this is it and it's not going to go any further. That's the discipline that they have, just that look. You see,
that's right.
Now, a person can leave a relationship, but first we have to know what is involved in the relationship. Where is that person financially, spiritually, emotionally? There's a lot of things that keeps a person in a relationship. And if they feel like they can't do better on their own, they're going to stay in that relationship and endure whatever comes. Because if they go out, they have nowhere to go. They may have given their family relationship. There's a lot of things that you need to know on a relationship before you can just say, well, you know, they can just walk on out because there's a lot at stake. Shoot, they may be in it just for the paperwork, you see. So there's a lot of things that's going on that, you know, we as people just have to have an understanding of, especially when it comes to the new age relationships. Yes, children have a lot more to deal with. I was talking to my son. Yes, children have a lot more to deal with and the YouTube and things like that. And it comes with a different kind of discipline that we didn't have early on. You know, rolling the bicycle tire down the road, kicking the ball, climbing the trees, things like that, playing hopscotch and marbles and things. That's what we had to deal with. We didn't have to deal with predators trying to get to your ear, we didn't have to deal with that. So there's a whole different lot, there's a whole lot more that they have to deal with, that we have to work with. And as parents, we have to get up to the time. You have to get technically savvy. You have to get computer savvy. You have to be able to work with these children on their level, even though they are far advanced than we are. I'm not going to hold up anymore. There's some more on my mind, but I'm just going to hold it there because at the end of the day, we are responsible for our seed. We have to plant it in fertile ground. We have to water that seed with good water, and we have to watch it grow and give it sun just like a plant. We have to do everything to that seed, that to a plant, to make it grow. We have to plant, water it, put it in fertile ground, give it plenty sun, and then we're going to go ahead and see, you know, what that tree is going to be. And it's going to be a good fruit. Thank you.
All right.
Amen.
All right, Dave. Oh, I like that. Very good, Dave. Always talking with the knowledge, I tell you.
The teacher.
You're smart man. Smart man. Very smart man.
Amen.
You are, Dave.
Yes.
Lovely. Divas?
Yes.
My final thought is run, girl, run. Get away from the situation.
Yes.
Run as fast as you can. Run. And while you running like Forrest Gump did, as you're running and running and running, work on yourself at the same time. You know, work on loving yourself, work on healing yourself from this type of relationship that you were in. Work on yourself. And after you feel that you've prayed enough and you went to church and you've done everything you need to do, just pray that God just sends you somebody, or pray that God helps you find out who you are from within, so this way you know what to expect and what you're looking for. Maybe a relationship and, you know, and having a child with this man, you know, maybe these were signs that you saw before. You never know. But you need to make an exit, because you need not show your kid that this is acceptable, because it's not. So therefore, my advice to her is run as fast as you can. And as you run, you take care of yourself and your child, and you work on healing, and you work on finding out, okay, what went wrong? You know, why do I think, or why do I have to question if this is acceptable or not? You know, work on loving yourself. Try and find the good things about yourself and try to embrace that. You know, this way it makes you a better person and a better parent, because you don't want to tell your child something different. And I enjoyed myself, of course, tonight, like always. Happy Mother's Day, you know, to you divas and to all the mothers out there. Happy
to
Mother's
you
Day
as
to
well.
You guys.
Yes.
Of course, you know, I haven't said it, but I will, you know, rest in peace to, you know, Jesse. You'll truly be missed. That was what we had to take care of last week. And, you know, just rest in peace. And, you know, Sandra, we're praying for you. We love you. And, you know, we're here for you. You know, you need us. We're only a phone call away.
Absolutely.
Have a blessed and safe weekend to everybody. And, you know, I'm going to pass that mic over to the fellow divas.
Damn, it's on you. So what you going to do? Hey. Yes. Listen, what she said, you know, Storm pretty much summed it up. Know what you want, know what you're not going to have, and pay attention to the signs. And as far as our children goes, we have to be not just dictators, we have to be teachers to them. We have to be their first teachers. Not just stuff that's in a book. We have to teach them. Sometimes we have to teach them how to exercise their common sense. And, you know, and that if you respect yourself, everybody else around you will respect you. So, you know, be the teachers, not give the power to anybody else to raise your children. You know, don't be afraid to check your children, because, again, we are their parent, not their friend. Don't be afraid to check them when necessary and iron out the details with CPS, BCW, ABCDFG later. So,
like that.
We'll iron those
like
out
that.
Later. You know, you don't have to feel bad when you're doing the right thing, when you know you're doing the right thing. And that's as far as parenting and in a relationship. When you know you're doing the right thing, you do not have to feel bad. If a person feels that they have to strike another person as far as relationship goes, that relationship is no good, period. I don't care. You can say sorry a million times. It's toxic ain't the word. Radioactive. So, you know, find somebody else to that's compatible with you. It doesn't matter
Definitely.
What race, creed, color, whatever. Find somebody else that matches your heartbeat. And on that note, happy Mother's Day to you, Divas. Happy Mother's Day to my mama, Peaches. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there that's celebrating Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Really, Dave? Well, thank you, thank you, thank
happy
you.
Happy Mother's Day, Dave. Happy Mother's Day.
Everyone summed it up in a nutshell. I'm not going to waste time repeating all of the knowledge that everyone gave and all the final thoughts. I definitely have to give honor to God, as always, my Lord and Savior. If there were, there would be no me if there were no him. So God knows I'm grateful. And the whole GQ Palace family, our CEO and our executive, we love y'all. And yes, my sister Divas, I love y'all. It was an awesome show. Tonight's callers and listeners and those who pressed one, Dave and Robbie, thank you for continuing to be fans of ours and pressing that one button. And we definitely will be on next week, same time and same place. And definitely, that's all I have to say, and I'm sticking with it. We do have a Friday show.
Yes, check out GQ Palace Love Entertainment on Friday, starting at 7 p.m. This Friday, 646-200-3838. Press the one button on the line air.
Ew.
As Mr. Clinton says, it's
butter,
baby.
And it's butter, baby. Happy Mother's Day. I'll always love my mom.
Hello and thank you, please, while scrubbing those floors on a bed. together, fellas. Little Sonny.
And drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah.
We had to take you home, man. You were out of it,
oh,
man.
Better, better day. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal the hubcaps off the car.
What you talking about? Batteries?
We lucky we didn't get busted, man.
Listen.
Then I say, here comes the fun. Hey, Bird, what color was you coming today?
That tends to lie.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bam!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it. That's
my man. Say, I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Put it all up.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody. Hey, Phil, what's your mama say? She said, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right. And you go to jail.
Right. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop was all right.
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah. My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I remember your mommy cooked them good home cooked ribs today.